Korriban.
A few hours later, none of them was smiling as Luke brought the Jade Shadow into Korriban's atmosphere. They passed over a settlement, a dilapidated spaceport surrounded by small clusters of buildings that made up a sort of village. Luke knew this place better than he would have liked. There was no need to get involved with the locals. If the Lost Sith tribe were hiding here, the locals would either not know or be too frightened to reveal anything of use, and he had no desire to make his presence here more public than it had to be.
"It's so barren,"
Vistara murmured, as they flew over the desolate place. "Welcome to what happens to a planet steeped in the dark side," Jaina said. "Use, abuse, and discard. That's the Sith for you."
"But our world is not..."
Vistara fell silent. Ben gave her a quick glance, though it was hard to tear his gaze from the disturbing but oddly compelling sight of this rocky and sandy world. She still kept anything about Kesh that might reveal its location a closely guarded secret. Ben supposed he couldn't blame her, and in a way welcomed the reminder that, funny and smart and beautiful as Vistara might be, until she could truly prove otherwise, he had to be careful around her. It was not a reminder he enjoyed. They were heading right for the Valley of the Dark Lords.
"It's the most logical place to begin our search," Luke had said. "The Holy of Holies for the Sith. If they're hiding here, they'll gravitate to the place that has the strongest dark side energy. And that's the Valley."
Ben shivered slightly. He could feel it, and knew everyone else could too. A sort of heavy, sinister tugging, as if his clothes were weighted with water, dragging him down to the depths. He'd felt like this before on Zyost, and this time was very glad to have his father and cousin as company. And, odd as it seemed, Vistara. This was a rare chance for her to prove her loyalties, one way or the other. And if she was truly, as Ben believed, coming over to the light side, her knowledge would be a gift and not a curse.
"A gift from the dark side. How about that?"
Her face was alert, attentive. And unlike Luke, Jaina, and Ben himself, she appeared to be utterly comfortable with the energies wafting up from this ancient world. He recalled seeing a similar expression on her face on Clatooine, when the turbolift had stopped on a floor that was home to several establishments that provided very exotic entertainments, catering to the less savory desires of beings. And he felt again the shadow of doubt fall cool on his heart. He shook it off. This place would indeed challenge Vistara, but it would challenge the three Jedi as well. Mistrust, fear, suspicion, all those were tools of the dark side. Ben was sure this place would like nothing better than to cause division among them, turn them against one another, make Vistara feel that she had no place with the Jedi,